And now for your moment of clarification.
Folks, a couple things about Las Vegas that I think deserve honorable mention. Firstly, the name means the meadow, which I think is a funny name for a dried-up wasteland 100 miles from everywhere, but maybe that's just me. Secondly, they have a surcharge for everything. Have you noticed? Even things you didn't know existed. And what's up with all the lame celebrity chef restaurants? One of the saddest, by far, is Gordon Ramsay's Pub and Grill. The menu is so predictable, I guessed half of it before we even arrived. For you Americans, they have classic British favorites like This Is All We Can Get to Grow Here beets, and We Reheated This Just For You Shepherd's Pie. For a guy who doesn't hesitate to throw knives at others making subpar food on TV, he sure seems to specialize in it. You'd think a chef with so many years of experience could come up with something a little more creative at his Las Vegas flagship than mac and cheese. With truffle oil, in case you were questioning the $18 price tag. He should change the name to This Is My Last Chance to Insult Americans Before I Get Murdered by a Vengeful Hell's Kitchen Contestant Pub and Grill. Need further proof that Las Vegas is where talent goes to die? I saw a guy who made it to the final four on America's Got Talent breakdancing on a corner for tips. That's just depressing. In Vegas, there's also this CNF charge we noticed on some of the receipts, in addition to the tax. Upon asking, we were informed that the CNF charge is actually a tax because the place is attached to a casino. And I guess they just can't reach into your wallet, so they have to get creative. On top of the airline fuel surcharge fee, baggage fee, sales tax, room resort fees, fee for being white, working hot water and water pressure, having to pay an extra 4% on our restaurant bill because they built their place on prime real estate seems a little bit not my freaking problem, doesn't it? I didn't sign the lease. It wasn't my decision to feed a captive audience in a 0% humidity desert sinkhole. What's the matter? The $16 watered-down cocktails aren't keeping you afloat? And the nerve of Vegas calling itself a family-friendly resort town when it could technically be called a mid-desert rip-off business co-op with tax-paying hookers. When their business dips, there's a 4% WTF fee on the hooker's receipt. That's a won't-tell-your-family fee. The only fee I'll happily pay is the hotel MDJ fee, Maid Did Her Job, where for a small charge they'll clear the alarm clock so you don't get woken up at 5 a.m. like the last poor convention goer that occupied the room. Yeah, that was annoying. Next, they'll have a surcharge for breathing. And I'm thinking that this city is in a constant state of tear it down and build it bigger by blaring horns, sirens, and bulldozers in the wee hours of dawn should not be allowed to call itself a resort. Why don't they just call it what it is? We can call it what we want because we're all hot, ticked off, desert trudging, aspiring actress, below minimum wage cocktail transportation specialists with no clue what that charge is in any way you're too drunk to notice fee. And don't get me started on serendipity frozen hot chocolate. That's a lie. It's never been hot chocolate. They don't freeze hot chocolate. And it's all because of Sex and the City. Just like that Tasty Delight garbage. What's next? I hear in the new movie, Samantha finally hits menopause and now the frozen hot chocolate is hot again. So it's frozen hot chocolate, which was once hot before it was frozen and finally reheated. It's got 7 R's now, though, so it's $12 instead of 10. Not even on the hottest day in Vegas, bro.